Welcome to the Endurance Coachpreneur Podcast, hosted by me, Coach Michelle Lake. This is the show that helps endurance coaches bridge the gap from hobby to creating a dream, impact-filled, and profitable coaching business. We will discuss all things endurance business, including time management, marketing, mindset, growing your community of engaged athletes, all while increasing impact and profitability. Listen here to grow your athlete roster of ideal, perfect-for-you athletes while bringing home more income for you and your family. Endurance coaching is already your dream job. Let's make it a full-time reality. Welcome back to the Endurance Coachpreneur. Today, I'm going to talk about something that coaches tell me they struggle with all the time, which is they feel like they have no ideas about what they should post on social media. So today I'm going to give you five really good ideas that all coaches should add to their ideas. And they should be posting these kinds of things all the time. But this should get you started, I'm pretty sure guaranteed, right away, that as soon as you listen to this episode, you can go post something right now. So first off, when we're posting on social media, I'm going to say this all the time. I want you to picture your ideal athlete looking right back at you like they're standing in front of you when you're posting. This is really important for a number of reasons, but the most important reason is that when we determine who our ideal athlete is, which actually is a really good exercise that we should probably talk about in a future episode, but let's just assume you have at least a rough idea of who your ideal athlete is. That ideal athlete is usually somebody that you really love helping. Like you've solved their problem a bunch, or it's a problem you just love helping them solve, or they are the athletes that when you open their section of the training app up to write more plan, you get jazzed up, you're excited. That is who you want to create all of your content for. And why is that? That is so that we attract the people that we're talking to. Will we attract other people? For sure. We definitely will. But we want to make sure that we always ground in who do we want to be talking to so that we attract the right people. If you don't do this, let's for instance say that your niche or your goal is to work with people that want to qualify for the Boston Marathon, let's say, and you create your content about how to run your first marathon, it's not necessarily a bad thing. That's really important information, but it's not something that maybe somebody looking to qualify for the Boston Marathon is going to be looking for. So you're going to end up attracting more beginners. Again, nothing wrong with beginners, but if they're not your perfect person, you're kind of not attracting the right people and your messaging's a bit off. So the easiest way to fix this is just to always picture your ideal person standing right across from you when you're writing your post or, you know, writing the caption or whatever you're doing when you're coming up with your ideas. So start with that. So let's always make sure we're talking to the right person. But next up, I'm going to give you some ideas. And these ideas are ones that you should be able to execute on almost immediately. Like they are things that you could just go get your phone or your computer and get it done right away. So the first one is, what is trending? So what's timely? What is something that's happening with a lot of your athletes? If you go into your training app and you feel like there's something that keeps coming up, talk about that thing. And some really obvious examples for this are the weather. If you live in a snowy area and it snowed a lot, you probably can start talking about training in the winter because that's something that's really going to help people and is very topical for the time of year. You can talk about holidays. Is there a certain holiday that is impacting how they're training or racing? And it can also just be something that has resonated with you or many of your athletes at this time of year. So my favorite example for this is I got into it in my training peaks and it was on Monday morning and a large percentage of my athletes were complaining about how awful their workouts were that weekend. And I wrote a quote post, which is kind of almost like a Twitter or Threads type post where it's just a quote, like it's short and sweet, mostly words or only words. And all I wrote was, "You aren't out of shape, it's hot." Because at this time of year, everybody was struggling. And let me tell you, that post did so well. And in the caption, I put, by the way, how the heat impacted that workout. Okay. So when you can figure out what's kind of resonating with a lot of athletes at the same time, either be it by the calendar, by the weather, by maybe something that happened in the endurance space, like a new race or some sort of drama you want to talk about that everybody knows about, it's really easy, quick posts that you can do that's going to get lots of engagement because it's what's trending. And I'm not talking about viral or any of that stuff, but what's going on in the world with your people right now is a great place to start to post about something. So hopefully that gives you an idea. So that's number one. Number two is what I call an evolved testimonial. So there is testimonials. You ask an athlete to tell you or write up about how it's been to work with you. I mean, that's not necessarily a bad idea. Testimonials are really important. They're so important. I recommend all of my coaches to keep a folder on their phone with all their testimonials and probably a folder on their computer as well. Not only that, so they can use them, but also so they can see them. It's when you're having a bad day or you lose a favorite athlete or somebody gets hurt or injured and you're just kind of having a negative thought day about your coaching, it's really easy to go in and look at those testimonials. So this is a little different though. An evolved testimonial is where you talk through the transformation that an athlete of yours has received. So it's almost like 180. So instead of them saying, oh, I love my coach and this is how they helped me, instead now you're saying, hey, I have this athlete. Let me talk through how we got them from point A to point B. So for example, you could say, I have an athlete that's last or maybe only 70.3 was a 5 hours and 45 minutes. And working with him or her for the last year, when they approached a 70.3 again and raced one, and it could even be the same course, they came out with a 4:45. So that's a massive improvement. But then you get into the details, okay? You talk about how they got there, the changes, the improvements that you help them achieve, okay? So you get people under the hood of how what it's like to be working with you. So not only do you give a result, which is like a proof of concept, but you also are providing what it is like to work with you as a coach. And it's so powerful. And also, you know, I usually send a note to the athlete, especially if I'm going to like post a picture or something. I'll be like, hey, I'm talking about you today. I'm doing a little write-up. As of yet, nobody has complained at me and everybody's been really appreciative because it's almost a testimonial to their hard work as well. And many athletes don't necessarily like talking about themselves, but love when we share about them. And then they may share it as well. So it's got so many wins to do a post like this. But one of the biggest reasons is for sales. It allows that athlete that has been watching you to get some serious FOMO or fear of missing out. Like, oh my gosh, I want a coach that will help me do those same things. That same transformation is what I'm looking for. And now they've given me some more details and shown a happy athlete doing it. So it's like, you know, proof of concept, all of that. So actually, the evolved testimonial is one of the most powerful types of posts you can make. And I encourage you all to do them. And it doesn't always just need to be about time. It could be mindset. It could be consistency. It could be even enjoyment. If you're an athlete that's burned out and you help them love the sport again, it could be a qualification for world championships. It could be any, you know, first time in a race event, like distance, like first time marathon or first time Ironman. You can use any number of those things to show the transformation. Okay. So again, looking at that favorite athlete standing right across from you, how did you help them transform? So that's number two, evolved testimonial. Number three is question. Sometimes you just need to use that last question you were asked as a great inspiration for content. Okay. Like, what are your athletes, again, probably your ideal athlete standing across from me, what is that question that they need help with? What is the thing that they're unsure of? What is the thing that they're struggling with? What is the thing that they most want your guidance from? Okay. So pick one small part of it. Don't be like, hey, I want to do my first Ironman. Okay. That's like a really big thing to put in one post. You could maybe split it up amongst a couple posts. I want you to really think about picking a very small part of it, a small win, or segment that bigger thing into a bunch of things. You could do a series. One time I did a, I had a high school athlete who was about to go to college. She was in that summer between, and she came to my track practice because she knew some of the athletes that I work with were some of her high school coaches. And she was just kind of asking me, she was feeling really unsure about her summer training and what her cross country coach was giving her for the summer. And I came up with a post series, which was something like the things I wish I knew for a new runner or something like that. That's not a great hook, but you get my point. Like, it's something about what would a new collegiate runner need to know to have a wonderful and successful lifetime in sport, something like that. So I made three posts about the things that I told her that I wanted her to focus on, because she was kind of new to running. She'd only run like a year or two in college, and then had gotten into running on the varsity level in college. So she was fast, but generally not very experienced. So I think like one of the posts was that your easy run is a speed limit, not a goal that you're supposed to run all the time, that you get fast from volume, and that you should be focused on longevity over anything else. I don't remember what exactly what I had told her and what I had put in that post, but it was a really powerful one. It was a question or a struggle she was having, and it was me segmenting it out into a couple posts. You can also, if you're like, well, I don't know what graphic to use for this, just open Canva and you can choose I don't love templates, but you can always just choose a template, or you can just choose a blank screen and write Q and write the question. And then A, say in caption, or you can put it in the next slide with an arrow, whatever slide or page. Just, it doesn't need to be like super complicated. Doesn't always need to be a pretty picture. And don't hold back. Athletes can tell if you're holding back, and that doesn't help build trust. So answer their question fully. So don't just, now you want to be edited. You don't want to like make it some super long thing. But don't be like, I'm just going to tell them like 1/100th of what I would tell my athlete, because athletes don't hire us for just for all this hidden knowledge. They hire us for the accountability and for their personalized plan. So we need to focus on giving them the information that they need so they can trust us and that they align with how we work with people, right? So a lot of content is as much teaching our following, but also seeing that our following is in alignment with how we work, right? We don't want to work with somebody that thinks our methods are stupid, or just they want to do the opposite. We're just going to both have a headache. So this is one of those opportunities where you can put the information in there and let them make their decision, and let them build trust in you, right? Like, you need to actually provide the information. So that's number three, the question. Number four is your bio. This is the one that a lot of people are like, I don't know if I want to do this one, but you should post your bio at least every 90 to 120 days. I honestly forget all the time. And I'm like, every time, I probably should go do this post myself. There's going to be new people that follow you that don't know all about you. And I'm going to say this 1,000 times, but an athlete needs to get to know you to connect with you. If they don't connect with you, they're not going to hire you. They need to get to know you. So if the bio helps the two of you connect. It could be even that you're from the same area, or you had the same major in college, or just they get to know who you are better. A bio is so important. A few points on that. I need you to show your face. The picture must show you. Coaches are people, not logos. And the angle can change. So you don't always have to make it like your resume that you would like give to a, you know, like a, if you were doing a podcast interview or you were going to speak. It doesn't have to be like the same. It can be a little bit more fun, like, you know, things you might not know about me is a form of bio. It can be a timeline. If you go to my pinned post, I think my timeline bio is still there on Instagram. That kind of post, I've recommended it to a few people, and the ones that have done it all have had great reactions with it. So if you want to check mine out, you can go steal it. But you know, with your details, but it's a really easy way. And it's actually, people say, oh, I really like the timeline bio because it feels a little bit less talking about myself. It's more factual. So a timeline bio is like the year you were born, right? Born. And then something about your childhood. And then you just kind of go, and put major points that got you where you are right now, especially in endurance sports, those are really powerful. And remember that your audience and your following is always changing. So one, people forget your points. Two, people want to learn more about you. But three, there's literally new people. So really important to add some level of, you know, bio frequently, because there are new people and we're using social media to connect with people and connect with our audience and see what we have in common and get to know each other. So it's really powerful to put this here. I'm going to tell you that the coaches that are struggling the most and are not using social media well are the ones that are hiding behind a logo and are just posting pictures, not of themselves, maybe of their athletes or like a bike or something, or, you know, running shoes. And they're trying to hide. They're using social media, but they're still hiding. We need to tell people who we are. And this is very uncomfortable for a lot of people. I understand that. I understand that it feels like talking about yourself all the time is icky, but it is so important for athletes to connect with you. So if you're here to get more athletes and to get more of your impact out into the world and how you help people, you're going to have to get through this one, or it's going to take a really long time or forever. So that's number four, your bio. And number five is probably the most powerful one, and the one that it's kind of similar to your bio, but not quite. And that's your story. Somebody smart, and I don't remember who said it, said something like stories, or facts tell and stories sell. People remember when you tell a story. I can tell stories of other people that had told me a story, and they told the story so they could teach you something. When you're trying to teach somebody something, when you tell a story, it's more remembered, it's more connected with, it is so extremely powerful. And remembering all your stories is probably a good idea. I recommend, you know, sit down. We have a training all about tying your stories, storytelling and your niche together in the Dream to Six, because it's just so important. And it's one that I recommend all of my coaches watch and then work through. There's some journaling stuff in it. But you want to pair up who you want to work with and your story and use the two together in tandem. So what is your story? Well, a really easy story post to do is your transformation that you help other athletes transform. So my origin story, if you want to call it that, of how 5'3 came into being was I did like, I don't know, so many 70.3s. I think I said this in one of the earlier podcasts. So I did a bunch of 70.3s. I kept struggling with getting faster. I kept doing the same time over and over again. I kept messing up the run. I was winging it with nutrition. My pacing was all over the place. I had a power meter, but I didn't really use it properly. And then I studied. This is like probably 2008 till 2011 or so. I studied everything I could learn about pacing a 70.3, nutrition of a 70.3, hydration, electrolytes, mindset, everything. And then I had a breakthrough race. So that is the story that I tell all the time about how I figured out all of the things that matter more importantly than even probably the training. Like, you got to do the training, but the stuff that mattered for me was those things. And then since I'd figured those out, that's how I coach. It's the framework of 5'3 racing. It's the framework of what I teach my athletes. And I tell that story all the time because a lot of athletes have the same problem. They keep walking on the run. They keep blowing it on the bike. They don't do any mindset work. They wing it on nutrition. They pace the bike wrong. There's just a number of issues. And that has been my athletic life study. Like, that's the place that I've studied the hardest. I've focused, and it's because it's my story. It's a thing I needed to fix. So now I look for athletes. My ideal athlete, the athlete that's standing right across from me right now, is the athlete that's like me, which is somebody that was trying to qualify for world championships, trying to nail either a 70.3 or Ironman, kept screwing up. It usually manifests on the run when they're walking. Totally me. And that's who I look to work with. And that's how I've gotten my business off the ground, 5'3 racing. And it's what the whole niche is, because it's my story, which my niche is long course excellence. And it's helped me help I think it's like 24 Kona qualifications at this point. And when I figured it out, I qualified for the 70.3 world champs 4 times. So it is something that is my story and I need to tell it. So that's just my main story. I mean, I've got tons of other ones, and that's what's really kind of beautiful is when you remember the other stories. So like sometimes I'll be out walking and I'm like, oh, I should tell that. I should talk about that story. Like, how did I go full-time in coaching? Or how did I end up that 20, I think the first 21 or 20 Ironman World Championships qualifiers I had were men. I was basically only coaching men at the beginning of my career, and many of them quite fast. That's a story. And I just have a number of different stories. You're going to have a number of different stories. You know, one of my other ones is how I know a lot of you are ex or former military, is how I used my time in the military has influenced me in coaching, my time at the Naval Academy, other things, right? So these are all your stories. I encourage people to write them down, like at least remember the stories that would apply, and then tell them. So many people don't tell their story. But this is how people connect with you. And it helps people understand where you're coming from. And it helps you get in the head of your ideal athlete, because they now confirm that that your head and their head are the same on that problem, but you know how to solve it. Okay. So number 5 is story. So in review, I thought this would be a fast one, but it ended up being a lot longer. Number 1 is trending. So something that's going on with a lot of your athletes or is timely. Number 2 is the evolved testimonial. So instead of just asking for a testimonial, you are doing the testimonial in your angle, like you are explaining how you helped an athlete. Number 3 is a question. What's the last question you were asked? Number 4 is your bio. Good one to refresh every 90 to 120 days. And number 5 is your story. If you need more help with content ideas, I have a free resource. You can find it on my link in bio on Instagram. I will add it to the show notes here. It's called the 8 Content Types. It's a great thing for you to use for posting. And what's super cool is my non-endurance coach friends have been using it for their businesses because they're so similar. So it kind of transcends all different kinds of coaching businesses. But coming up with these ideas that are attacking the problem, which the problem is getting you more athletes, if that's your problem. Obviously, content has a lot more reasons for us to do it than that. But you want to attack this problem at a bunch of different angles. And this podcast episode today is going to help you look at it from a bunch of different angles, right? You're going to connect with them. You're going to resonate with them. You're going to show how you help people. You're going to answer questions. You're going to let people get to know you. And you're going to tell a story that's going to help them learn a lesson, or how you learned your lesson. Okay. So hope this was helpful. Hopefully you took some notes. If you post any of these, I would love a tag, or even you can just share it with me even privately on Instagram. I would love to see if you try any of these. And that's it for now. And I will talk to you next episode. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode or have any feedback, DM me at Coach Michelle Lake. That's Michelle with 2 L's on Instagram. Also, take time to leave me a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, coaches. Let's get out there, grow who you know, take action, and keep changing the lives of our athletes.